So, man, I had to go weekend on my birthday, bro.
Happy birthday, dog.
Thank you, dog. Thank you for that fucking sweatshirt, that fucking tank top.
That's all you,
I'm fucking wearing it right now, bro. Haven't taken it off.
Dodgers,
It was tight, like a little blouse.
You got to work it
in, can't wear it. What's up? How are you?
What's happening?
Have a seat.
Go for it.
We'll get to you in a minute.
Yeah, dog. So you're celebrating for your birthday and all that?
Yeah, man.
Went to San Diego?
Went to San Diego on a train, fool.
Hell yeah. How was that?
Fool, let me tell you, man. If you've never been on a train, I suggest, you know, like, don't go there with an anger, with an attitude, bro. Don't go over there, like, with fucking ready to punch somebody. Go over there with enough sleep, because these conductors are mean, bro.
You got to come in peace.
You got to come ready to say, I'm sorry.
What happened, bro?
These conductors on the train are mean, first of all. They're all overweight. They're overworked. And, you know, they're trying to do a good job. But, you know, it's tough when people don't know how to travel by train, which I don't. I know how to travel by bus. I know how to travel by subway, by plane. But on train, you might sit on a, like, there's places where you can't go. Like, you can't go to first class or shit like that.
Or you get stopped. Excuse me, sir.
Or they downtown stop sounds like old town stop. So that's where I got off. I got on the wrong stop. I got off at Old Town, and this old lady got off with me, and she got off in the wrong spot too. Then she got back on, but then she dropped her bags, and they closed the doors, dog. She was going to be assed out with no bags.
So they took off with their bags.
They were about to take off, and she's telling the conductor to open. He's saying, hell no. So I'm holding her bags, and then they opened the door, and they gave her bag. You're the nicest man.
Oh, my God. Is that dramatic?
I told her, get on Yelp.
And talk some smack, dude. That sucks, dude.
Let me say, her baby would have let go of her baby. They would have took off with him. I would have a new child.
It's full, dog.
A new child.
Happy birthday, child day, dog.
With my paper.
So how was the game, fool?
The game was good. The Dodgers lost
on Saturday. Good.
You should have been there, bro. It was all blue.
Hell yeah, look cool, dog.
All blue, all Dodger blue. Where we were sitting, bro. Dude, Pantone 294 is a group that shows up with busload of Dodger fans to every game on the road. Five buses full, bro, of Dodger fans, south and right field. And when Grandad hit that home run, bro, the whole left right field was a big blue Dodger banner, bro. LA. The LA banner was huge, bro.
Are you serious? Deep. Representing,
bro. And a shout out to that Pantheon Phoenix. That guy with the blue demon mask that you were there at the Dodger game. And
Desert Doyer,
you know what's up. That food took about 5 hours. Showed up with a sarape, mariachi hat, blue demon mask. But that's one of the best baseball fields ever, bro.
Petco Park? That's what I heard. I've never been there, dog.
It rocks. Because you could pay $8 just to kick it in there.
Just to chill?
Chill. Without being in the game. Without having a seat.
Could you even see the game from where you're just chilling right there?
No, you could. There's a grassy knoll, like a grassy field.
What's up? A sniper.
Like a grassy field, bro, like the Irvine Meadows.
Uh-huh.
Where you could watch the game. But if they have a fireworks show, you got to leave by the 8th inning.
Oh, that's still good. $8 is a fucking deal, dog.
$8 to eat and fucking chill. And mingo, shut up. Well, yeah, bro. So we're going to continue, bro.
Hell yeah, fool.
My birthday was awesome, bro. I got awesome, dog. What did I get? I got a new watch.
I seen it, dog.
I don't got to scope people out not to swim pools no more.
We got a new timepiece. Eh?
It's an Army watch. It's a good watch. I won't mention it because they're not sponsoring us. And I got some vegan cake, chocolate cake. There's some left over, bro. You want some?
Then with the slice.
We had a barbecue. We had like a little small get-together. Just small. Fred Stoller showed up.
Freddie.
Marcella. And Flaco. All the skinny fools showed up. Didn't eat shit.
If when Flaco eats, you can see nobody the food going down nothing. His throat, dog.
Flaco showed up, man. Yeah, man. Trying to find a new doctor.
Trying to find a new doctor. Fool just wants pills, dog.
He does, bro. So what's up, fool, dog?
Chilling, dog.
We're going to continue our Pride Month series.
Yeah, man.
For the month of June, we have two more episodes featuring LGBT guests. We have Fortune Feimster.
Awesome.
We're going to have her from the Chelsea Show.
Very cool.
Last Comic Standing, a friend from the comic store. She'll be here next week. But this week, though, I'll be at June 18th to the 20th. I'll be at Laugh Boston in Boston, Massachusetts. Laugh Boston, June 18th to the 20th. Next week, I'll be at the American Comedy Club, bro, with you.
Mondo?
And Marcella, bro. Hell yeah. Mondo, bro.
Hey, I'll be over there with Rodrigo and Felipe. We're going to have fun.
We're going to have fun, eh? That fool already, Armando Cosillo already sent a comment to all his friends
this
in Tijuana.
Party.
I'm a Tijuana family.
Hop the fence, eh?
And then Flaco might show up and try to drag you to Tijuana, bro, on Sunday.
Oh, dude. I don't know if I'm going to go. That fool has to go by himself, fool. I'll have to go by. I'll go with you, dude, but I can't take care of you, dog.
You guys didn't drive last time, right?
No, we just parked on the outside and then just walked in, dude.
And July 9th through the 11th, I'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena with Jay London.
Thank you.
Jay London, Rodrigo Torres. Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. Rodrigo will be there with his type 4.
It's all good,
his type pants.
Ah, this fool. And they're getting loose, dog.
Still jogging, bro? Fucking up your kneecaps?
Yeah, dude, I just throw small little strides. Nothing crazy on the grass right there in Eagle Rock, dog. It's
what's
cool.
up, fool? We have a good guest today. A person that I grew up with in the fucking projects.
Oh, yeah.
I saw this fool on MySpace, on fucking Facebook. And I wow, it's been a long time since I've seen you. You've grown up. And my friend grew up right next door to me. Your family grew up on 1, 2, 3. You were number 4. She grew up right there, and we did a lot of gangster stuff. I think we got in trouble together one time because your neighbor had a dog, and they told you to be loud, and she used to talk a lot of shit to you guys, Mariquita or Cuca, whatever her fucking name was. She was racist, bro.
Against
everybody, by Zam, because they were Vietnamese, against the blacks, against anybody who did it, who was young.
Oh, my
remember
God.
Remember that lady?
Dog.
It was Conchita.
Conchita! You step a little closer right there. It was Conchita, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that crazy, right? So you grew up, my neighbor?
Yeah, we used to live right behind you from the projects.
In the projects,
Aliso
yeah.
Aliso Village.
Pico Aliso.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's crazy, man, and... We used to, like, go to your house and buy ice cups.
Yes.
Remember that shit?
Tacos.
Your mom sold tacos, too?
Yeah.
Hustling.
Man, that's what, like, let me ask you a question, man, because when you guys moved into the projects, you were, like, the first Vietnamese or the other Vietnamese there?
There was other Vietnamese, but not as much.
Not as much, huh? You know, it's funny, man, when you guys moved into the projects, a lot of the people have rumors that, yeah, they moved in and they gave you guys a new car. They didn't give you guys a new car, huh?
No.
Remember them saying that? Do you remember them saying that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they used to say behind your back, yeah, they got a new car. And I came back, they didn't give me shit.
A new car? Fuck.
So, yo, man. Your mind is on Alice Cuth. You know, actually, man, you should have been in our first episode. I don't know if you remember, man. I want to apologize. I think I made you take us to Ralph's at gunpoint. Ralph's Market. You were coming one time.
I need some groceries.
You were coming from home from partying or, you know, from the clubs. And I was like tore up. I was down and out. And I said, give me a ride to Ralph's. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, thank God then. All right.
It must be the wrong neighbor.
The other
or
Vietnamese.
Something,
it was
man.
The other Vietnamese.
All right, man. I'm glad it wasn't you, man. I have to apologize for that, eh? Okay, so we'll get through that already. So, man, what was it like growing up, man? Because I know growing up, you know, being gay in a Catholic home.
It was difficult, especially when you're Asian and you come from a very old-fashioned parents. So it was been difficult.
Yeah. Because I know growing up, like, you guys came from Vietnam, right?
Yeah.
You have refugees?
Yes.
So you came here. How old were you when you came to Vietnam?
Let me clarify that. I was legal refugee.
Legal refugee.
Yes.
All right. Okay. But how was it? How old were you when you came?
If I tell you that, that tells you how old I am. It's not nice to ask a woman her age.
Okay. How much do you weigh?
I can work with that.
No, like you were young, right?
Yeah.
But did you see fighting over there? Or
I came here when I was a baby.
Okay.
So I was.
So your brothers were born here.
No, they came along.
They came along? Yeah, you were a baby, huh?
I was a baby.
Wow.
Because
yeah.
I remember that was your mother and your father?
Yeah.
Because I remember your father, I'll never forget him because I remember when it would rain real hard, your father would hang out with an umbrella, and he walk around barefoot. And I was thinking, that this motherfucker missed Vietnam. For real, it'd be like,
Ho Chi Minh,
it'll be like, you know, LA is very, very humid sometimes. The summer's bad. August is bad. And I remember your dad would hang out with the water. And I think, oh, man, poor guy. What a sweet guy. He misses his country.
Mi tierra.
I don't remember that.
I remember everything, bro. They didn't let you go outside, bro. You were making ice cups out there.
I don't remember that. It was years ago.
You were rolling up tacos, dog.
I don't even remember that.
Wow, dude, that's just comedy, dude.
That's crazy, man.
I grew up in a very old-fashioned, cultural, religious family as a transgender. So I realized I was a transgender when I was about 11, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I knew I was different from everybody else. And I started the transition at the age of 16. I started taking my sister's birth control. And when I started taking my sister's birth control, my sister was wondering why her birth control was missing. And that's how I started the hormones.
And that was just you by yourself, not knowing anything?
I am the only transsexual in the whole entire family. I have three sisters and two brothers. So I'm the only transsexual in the whole entire family.
And what happened when those pills were gone? Like, did they hit you up about it or what?
They knew something was wrong because her birth control was missing. So she knew something was up.
And then what happened?
And I started growing breasts.
Wow.
So if I were to start taking abortion pills, I would start growing breasts too?
No.
Like if I were to start taking abortion pills right now. Abortion? No, I'm sorry, man. What am I thinking, man?
Birth control pills.
Birth control pills. What am I, conservative here?
What am I? I'm
sorry, man. So if I were to start taking birth control pills, I'll start growing breasts too?
Yeah, you're stuck growing.
Oh,
so what's that? Estrogen in there?
It's estrogen.
That's what happened in that movie of the longest yard.
Oh, those fools! They turn into chicks.
Yeah, they put birth control pills in his water, and then during the movie, man, he got kind of pansy. That's not really happens. So what? How did you feel? Did you feel lonely at times being like that?
Being a transgender.
So you're growing up in the projects, man, where everybody's like, oh, he's a man. You know, everybody has to be a man, you know. You know, like my brother's gay, you know, and it was tough growing up. I'm pretty sure it was tough for him, but we knew. We just didn't say anything. Did your brothers know?
No, they didn't know.
You just kept it quiet?
They knew there was something different about me. So back in high school, back in elementary, I would always hang out with the girls all the way through high school. And
with Rosa.
Who's Rosa?
No, our neighbor. Remember Rosa and David across the street? Rosa was like a tomboy girl.
Oh, I remember that.
She was gangster, bro. Rosa.
Very gangster.
Gangster, bro. Rosa was, we don't know if she was gay or not, but she was gangster. She used to fuck fools up.
Straight fight at a drop of dime?
Me and her and Fernando, we fucking broke into a watermelon factory.
It was a heist, eh?
And they were chasing us, bro. And then I saw Rosa run and jump inside of a trash bin full of watermelons and almost sink down. And I said, fuck it, I'm going to go in there too. And then we fucking hid inside the watermelons, bro, for a while.
Spitting out seeds.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. So that was Rosa.
The Rosé.
I thought that was your road dog.
No.
So you were always undercover about it?
I was always to myself. So basically, I started off as finding my true identity. I started the transition around 17. And I started taking estrogen shots at the age of 18. And ever since then, I've been on estrogens. It's difficult to hide it when you're gay, but I wasn't flamboyant. So people knew I was gay, but they didn't know that I was a transsexual. But my parents knew. They knew something was different, something was really odd, out of place. So they knew. They knew.
How did they take it?
My parents are old fashioned, so they're very religious, and the Asian culture is not accepted. It's considered disgrace. But any parents who has a child would like to see their children grow up to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. So they were very acceptive then.
Not accepted, but they'd accepted it as the years went by. So they got used to it.
And now how are they?
They're good. They're accepted. Yeah.
And your brother accepted?
My sisters and my brother, they accept me for who I am. And they have no problem with it.
When did you become Melanie?
I changed my name Melanie maybe back when I was 21, 18. So I legally changed it.
Yeah, because I remember, I think the last time I saw you, I don't remember the last time I saw you. But it's been a while, because I was bad for a while. You ever seen me in the projects?
Yeah, I do.
Was I crazy?
No, not
that was nice, huh?
You were nice. Yeah.
All right. Nice crazy.
Yeah, you're probably very nice. And I remember, like, when you guys would go to church, man, you guys were to church, like, I felt like you guys were to church twice a week. But, because I remember that you guys went to the Lord's Mission, right?
Right.
Because the Lord's Mission, people don't know, like, the Lord's Mission is a Catholic church, but everybody, there was something there for everybody. Like, at 7 o'clock, it was just, at 6 o'clock, it was Spanish. At 7 o'clock, it was English math with Father Greg Boyle. And then at 10 o'clock, it was Spanish. Then at noon, it was Spanish again. And then later on, around 3, it was Asian, right?
Right.
And then when you guys would show up with those weird costumes and shit...
That was not a costume. That was a tradition.
Your traditional Vietnamese Catholic get-ups.
Just like you Mexican have their bolero hat.
You Mexican.
I don't know. And like, you don't know.
What did you guys wear? What was it?
They call it aozai. It's a long dress. And it's on splits on the sides.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny because you say that because the Mexican ladies, they wear their hoods over their heads, and they're always sad. Like, they're praying for 9 hours straight, and their son is still a cholo.
Maldito.
So, it's tough, right? Because estrogen and all those pills are not cheap. Like,
no,
Obamacare does not cover that, right? Obviously, right?
No, they don't.
They consider it cosmetic surgery, right?
Yeah.
So, you got to pay for it. So that's why did you ever have to shoplift or steal for money to get estrogen?
That's a personal question.
No.
I feel like I'm interrogating.
No, man.
No, just
want to know.
Just to see what's up.
Because there's movies. Like that movie with Al Pacino.
The one Cruising?
Not Cruising, not that one. The other one where they robbed bank. Where they robbed that bank.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Dog Day Afternoon.
That's what he's doing it for, right?
Yeah.
No, I have insurance.
Okay.
Insurance covered that.
Oh, they cover that?
Yeah. But now insurance doesn't cover estrogen.
Estrogen?
Yeah.
So what do you think about Bruce Jenner being Caitlyn?
I mean, rare.
You think that he cheated and just since he has the money, I could just... Because if Rodrigo had the cash, if he had the money, and I had to, he could just do whatever he wants. and then go back to Rodrigo.
Untransitioning.
I mean, it's not certainly not a place to judge other who may feel trapped or ostracized or alone. We are all in this life together, so he's no different than anybody else. And we're all human beings. We're no different. And we should love each other as God's children.
So you're a pastor now.
No.
Hallelujah.
No, Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not a pastor now.
Speak to your toothless one.
I'm just speaking my mind. So.
And real quick, but how do you feel about him being the poster boy for transgender now? Do you think that's fair? Do you think he's like Johnny come lately or what?
Caitlin, I don't believe that, there's so many transgender out there that they could have choose to be a role model.
Mm-hmm.
But since they choose him because he's the Kardashian, and because he's a well-known Olympian. And I don't think that was the right choice to do. There's so many transgender out there that they have the opportunity to choose to represent us.
Right.
Basically, they choose him because he was famous. They should choose someone that was, that lived life as a true transsexual who has been through the process. He hasn't been through the whole entire process. He stopped for a while, and then he got back on the wagon. And they should have chosen someone that represented transsexual who had more experience, who have gone through more being as a transsexual.
The struggle.
And he hasn't. I don't think they should have chosen him, and I don't think that was right.
Yeah, man.
What does transgender mean?
Transgender is an umbrella term for a person whose gender identity, gender expression, or behavior does not conform to that typically associated with the sex to
like
which...
Like Rodrigo, right? He wants to be a skinny man, but he's fat.
a skinny man,
dying to get out.
Associated with the sex to which they were assigned at birth. So trans is sometimes used as shorthand for transgender. So transgender is just an umbrella.
Just like someone that is in deep down inside that wants to be not the person that he is. Like the gay pride, the grand marshal was a 14-year-old or 15-year-old person.
Her name was Zoe.
Zoe, and she's transgender. The first transgender.
The youngest transgender.
So she actually was born a man, but she feels she's a woman.
Yeah.
What's crazy, man? So you found that since you were 12? Not crazy, like, wow.
I knew when I was different when I was 6 or 7 years old. My grandmother, she would always hold my hand, and I would never play with the boys. This is from what my mother told me. So when I was little, at the age of 6 or 7, I would never play with any of the boys or any of the kids. I was more of a loner, so I was always by myself. And as I got older, I realized that I was different from everybody else.
How did that make you feel, different from everybody else at that time when you were like 6 or 7?
At 6 or 7, it's difficult for someone at that age to have any type of feelings or make any decision. So I didn't know. So,
what's the difference between sexuality and gender? Between sexuality and gender, can you be a straight man and still feel like you're a woman inside?
No,
you can't.
You mean being a straight man?
Can you be a straight man, like a man that still wants to be with women, but deep down inside, he wants to be a woman. Like a lesbian man. Yeah, to make it easier for our listeners here.
I'll clarify
like
that.
For example, me. Just say one day, I just want to be a woman. You know, like, I want to be a woman, everything. But I am not attractive to men for some reason. I'm attracted to women. I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body. Could that happen?
No. I mean, let me clarify what is the relationship between...
Yeah, clarify to our listener. Our listeners are idiots.
Where the difference...
They're turning off right now. They're saying, what the fuck's going on here? Please, we're losing them.
The relationship between gender identity and sexual orientation. Gender identity and sexual orientation are not the same, okay? Sexual orientation refers to an individual enduring physical, romantic, and... or emotional attraction to another person.
Romantic, Rasa.
Whereas gender identity refers to one internal sense of being male, female, or something else. So you don't qualify.
All right.
You're safe.
So those movies are bullshit then. Because I've seen movies where the man wants to be a woman. And he's doing like those those shows where he's singing like Tina Turner. Transsexual. A transvestite.
Drag show.
A drag show. Those men that do drag shows who say they're not, that's my question, because there's men who do drag shows, but they're heterosexuals, they tell me.
Because there's that comedian, Eddie Izzard. He says he's Eddie a male Izzard. He's a male tomboy. That's what he is.
You know Eddie Izzard?
He's a transvestite, but he still I still fancy women, man. But I just dress like a woman.
You know, a comedian.
Are you talking about Wu Wang Fu?
No. He's a comedian that says he's a transvestite. But, you know, he dresses up like a woman, but he still likes women. He still has sex with women. He's not gay. So,
but if you see him on stage, he dresses up like a woman with makeup.
Yeah, so you're kind of like, what's up?
You know? He's like the Joker, but there's no Batman around.
So that's when he's asking you the difference between, you know, sexuality and then gender, you know.
He was a drag queen then. If he's a guy dressed as a woman, but have no desire to be on hormones or have any type of cosmetic surgery, he's a cross-dresser, or he's either a drag queen. He's a drag queen is someone who performs.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Moving on.
We proceed.
So how do you live your life now? Like, do you live your life as Milani the Great?
I live my life as Milani.
You're a diva. I could tell you're a diva. I can just tell, man, right there. She's holding back. got the tightest shirt.
You're killing me.
Do you do a lot of modeling?
Yeah, I do.
Because I've been scoping you out on Facebook. Your toes are good. You get a lot of, I'm serious, man. Like, you have a body. And women are... I know, I've been with women who don't even have your body. I've been with women that have Rodrigo's body.
Isn't that a shame?
It's a fucking shame.
Close your eyes, dog.
It's a fucking shame.
If a man can look as good as a woman, there's no reason for ugly woman, right?
There's no reason for an ugly woman.
Yikes.
You sit here, high five on that one, man. I bet that most of the hate comes from ugly women to you, huh? When they see you walking, that fucking bitch looking better than me.
Yeah, I get a lot.
Come on, you gotta hate a lot because the way you look, like you're not the regular transsexual. Because Caitlyn, man,
why are you listening? Why are you looking?
Because Caitlyn still looks like fucking. She looks like fucking Joe from Family Guy, bro.
That jawline, though.
Be nice.
I'm just saying.
Be nice.
All in fun.
So, what do you do? How do you make a living, Milani? Do you model?
Yeah, I do.
Where at? You have a show coming up you want to tell our listeners? Because they'll go watch you. They'll support you. They'll follow you. We have a very good listener. We have a very tight fan club here on our podcast.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're the shit, man.
Right now I'm doing wardrobe stylist. So I I'm a wardrobe stylist. And I do modeling on the side. So I travel a lot.
Where have your travels taken you?
I have been to New York.
West Covina. La Puente.
No.
Inglewood.
I've been to New York, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, New York, Boston, Chicago, Las Vegas, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, San Francisco, Boston, Portland, Oregon, New Mexico.
What's the worst show you've had when you said, damn? Never coming back here again. Didn't have no lights. my car didn't show up on time.
No green room.
And nobody here was everybody here was so irresponsible, unprofessional. Because comedians, we go through a lot of shit like that, man. I follow promoters to the ATM. You ever get any shows like that?
No.
Or everything professional?
I never had any bad.
You punch somebody, huh?
Yeah.
Are there gangs of transsexuals?
No, there's no gangs.
Y'all get along? Like, it's a good fraternity?
Yeah.
There's no hating? Like, there she goes. There's Milani again.
It's not hating. It's all... It's
jealousy? Hating?
It's a very competitive. Everybody compete against each other. It's very
For what?
Competitive. Whose body looks better and who has a better...
Who has smaller hands?
Who has better boot job? Who has a bigger feet?
Who's a perfect neck? No Adam's apple?
whose Adam's apple is bigger than my...
For real?
No.
If it wasn't for that.
That's something I remember about you. You were always funny.
Who ass was
You were
bigger.
Always fucking funny. Because I remember this fool used to bag on fools, dog. You used to get personal.
I never had an ass like this, right?
I don't remember, man.
You don't remember?
I just remember you running. Yeah, man. So, do you, I know, like, the way you look, do you get a lot of people hitting on you? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I do.
Every 6 foot five black guy hits on you.
Hey,
I got a little thing for Asians.
Yeah, when they see my back, then they... when black guy sees my back, then they try to hit on me.
Dre starts bumping in the background.
Is there a lot of heterosexuals out there who say they're heterosexual, but they're out there with transsexual women?
Yes, there's a lot. I have been with a lot of, I'm not going to name any sources, but
goes the neighborhood. I thought you were going to give us one name. Throw somebody under the bus here.
Sammy.
Trying to get ratings.
No, I would not do that.
Come on, Malani, hook us up.
I've been with Hollywood.
Give us one
name. Have been with Hollywood producers.
Tell us.
Fireman, police officer, law enforcement. I have been with.
You chalk away a lot of tickets, huh? a lot of arsonists here. Firemen, but they're openly gay or heterosexuals?
No, they're straight.
But you said to me earlier that you cannot be straight and like that stuff. Into.
No, I mean, okay, a straight person.
Oh, yeah, okay, they see as a woman.
Yes, a straight, okay, like for instance, if you meet her in public and you didn't realize she was a transsexual, the things that comes to your mind is, the first thing that comes to your person's mind is he's attracted to her.
Yeah.
Okay, and he sees her as a woman, okay? But he didn't realize that she was a transsexual after they'd gone out on a couple of dates. And then after that, she tells him.
The old trick, huh? The old trick with Vaseline on your hand and they passed out. You just jerk them off. What's that called? Fishing? What's it called?
It's called stroking, not fishing.
Stroking. Yeah. A reach around, eh?
A reach around. Yeah.
And they fool them like that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we're not here to fool anybody. Okay?
There ain't you coming in.
We're not here to fool anybody.
I know,
anybody,
right? All the guys,
okay,
think they were fooled. I didn't know, man. I didn't know. I had no idea. You knew, motherfucker.
It wasn't your first rodeo.
When he beat you that arm wrestle, you knew.
Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback.
Have a couple of those.
Brokeback Mountain and
spit
shit
on it.
No, I mean, I have fooled a lot of guys.
You have fooled them?
A lot. Many.
I would have been fooled myself.
I'm pretty sure you would.
I probably would have not, because I know who you are. I would have said, man, I know those hats. You ever use those hats to make ice cups?
Use them to make tacos.
A lot of guys say they were fooled, but I'm pretty sure you didn't try to fool them, right?
No, I wasn't trying to fool
them.
You
were being yourself
the
whole time.
Yeah, I was being myself. Yeah, I go to straight club, okay, and guys hit on me. I have women hitting on me.
Were you hanging out by the dark or what?
What?
You hang out by the light, low lighting or what?
No, the bright light.
Where it flickers.
And, you know, I'm not.
You ever took a straight woman's man?
No, I wasn't trying to fool anybody.
But have you ever, like, saw a straight woman come in with someone you like? I'm going to take that bitch's man right now.
No.
No? Mm-mm. I would. I would use my powers for evil. If I look like you, it's over, man.
I have never been with a woman before, ever.
Oh, never?
Never, ever.
Don't be lying.
No, I swear.
You're not attracted to my wife?
No.
Oh, my God. What don't you see her that I do?
I have never been with a woman. I don't even know what a vagina smells like.
You're Vietnamese. All that fish you eat, you don't know what it smells like.
No, but thanks for letting me know. Clarifying that.
Wow.
I mean, you could show me a picture of a vagina, beautiful vagina, and a bag of jelly beans. I picked the jelly beans over a vagina.
I probably would too. I don't like jelly beans. I probably would not choose the jelly beans. That's awesome, man.
No,
one thing about you is you always had a personality.
Oh, thank you.
You're always happy. Like, right away, like, they know, like, I remember you were funny.
This is pretty big.
That's what she said. All right.
Does it come in one size?
Yeah. You can take it out, but it'll sound like muzzy.
Oh, okay.
Fuzzy. So you do a lot of interviews. Have you been on a lot of shows talking about your transgender?
I have offered, but they don't pay me enough. So.
Well, you know we don't pay here either, right? So I'm pretty sure, like, but you have to be, like, you got to choose the right show, right?
Right.
You can't be, like, oh, I'm gonna be, like, a fucking idiot on Jerry Springer. Fuck that.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Because that's because you look bad on that. You got to be, like, in a show with a lady with a big forehead. What's her name? Tyra.
Tyra Bank.
Is she one of your, you like her?
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
Wendy Williams?
I waited for her to come out, bro.
That dude. We need her on the Raiders, eh?
You ever looked at Wendy and go, man, she could be a transsexual?
That's what I thought.
You thought so, too? Okay,
yeah.
I thought, man. Come on, she left.
You know, open up a mannequin.
We have another guest, and then her hand is right into your TV.
I mean, there's a lot of transsexuals that are much better looking than her.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Who's your biggest transsexual role model? RuPaul.
No, he's not a transsexual. He's a drag queen.
So he likes women.
A drag queen. He's a performer. He's gay.
He's gay.
He's a gay man. Yeah.
So you hate on them?
No.
Why are those guys get to perform as women, but they can live as a gay man? It's like having a double identity.
No, they're performers. Oh. Drag queens. The drag queens are considered performers. They don't want to live as a woman. They don't want to take estrogen. They don't want to do anything to alter their feminine body. So.
Why do a lot of straight men dress up like women on Halloween? What is that, dude? Because I know I did it on Halloween.
The only reason why a lot of men dress as a woman on Halloween is because that is the only one out of the whole entire year that a man could dress as a woman.
Do you ever go out there to Santa Monica Boulevard on Halloween?
I have, yes.
You bet you ever win a best costume?
What do you mean?
You were like, what do you dress up as? Like an angel? What do you dress up as?
On Halloween.
What's your best Halloween costume when people said, fuck, she's going to win?
Wow.
Or you don't dress up?
Sexy maid. Slutty maid.
A slutty man doesn't clean shit.
She do other things.
That's crazy.
She doesn't do house cleaning. She does a lot of cleaning in the bedroom.
She don't even make the bed.
No, she does that.
Clean the pipes, you know?
So you're in a relationship right now?
No,
with
I'm
somebody?
Not, no.
Have you ever been in a relationship?
I have.
What's your longest relationship?
2 years.
Damn, girl. Were you psycho or what? No. Mine is what, 8 years? 8 years.
Oh, wow.
The longer before that was 5. But then again, I've been with, like, off and on. Like, you ever been, like, with multiple people? Like, you have one boyfriend and you cheat on him. You have another cheat on him. And are you a little cheater?
No.
Why your relationship only last 2 years?
I found him cheating online.
Oh, fuck that motherfucker. Cheating on you? Why? What was he looking for?
And the worst thing, he was Salvadorian.
Oh, he was looking for pupusa somewhere
yeah,
else.
Yeah, pupusa, huh? Yeah.
Somewhere to stick that machete.
I like the way she said growing up with Mexicans to another Mexican. The worst part was he was Salvadorian. That's like me telling her, you know, the worst part was she was from Guam.
She was Thai.
Yeah, Malani, when you guys moved into the neighborhood, man, and like the Vietnamese started moving in everywhere, or how Mexicans, los pinche chinos, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, like the rumor was from the people that were there, like the people that were there forever, the ones that were actually American citizen Mexicans, they'd always lie, bro. Like they said, for real. Even though they were on welfare too, they thought the Vietnamese were getting more money. And then when the Salvadorians came in, because they were POWs too in the 80s, they thought that they were getting more benefits. Like, how can they get more welfare than your welfare?
Don't forget the food stamp.
Food stamp, there. You can just tore it up.
Eating good.
But you guys were hustlers, man. Your mom was a hustler, like
right.
My mom. My mom, so Avon, you guys...
We... We were selling
ice cups.
We were selling before even a food truck was invented.
Yeah. Before food truck was invented, her mom would sell ice cup for $10. No, $10.
10 cents.
10 cents. And with a saladito, salty plum, 15 cents.
Shut up,
they
dog.
They were good, bro. Yeah. They
a
were
nickel,
good.
Dog. A
they
saladito, dog.
And then they sold tacos, right?
Tacos. And our next door neighbors had a candy store.
Conchita.
And then Chavela and them, they sold nachos.
They sold nachos.
Nachos are bomb, dog.
And then my mom sold pillows.
Dude,
you're lucky, Melani, man. You got so IQ. You know, my mom, she used to take us to the factories. Remember, we all used to break into the factories? She would take us over there to get artificial cotton. And then we'll make pillows. And then we'll walk around selling pillows, bro. I was a mean thief, man, growing up, man.
Sticky fingers.
I was stealing Nintendos, bro. Like you were, right? Remember we used to steal Nintendos? Don't lie, fool.
I don't remember that. I never steal the Nintendo.
That's a perfect defense. I don't remember that.
I don't remember
no,
that.
I don't recall.
I don't recall.
She doesn't recall stealing Game Boys.
Recall.
All right, eh? She doesn't recall the feds dragging her out of the house.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no.
There's another rumor somebody told me when I was in rehab in 1990.
Dragging you out of the house.
In 1991, I was in rehab for crack, and then somebody sent me a letter. Bro, what happened? They took Melani out of her house. Who did? The feds. They said she was fucking working at a bank, and they got her. For conspiracy.
I never work at a bank.
Exactly. I'm telling you, the rumors from the projects.
There was so much rumor in the project. It's like
I swear
was,
to God, yes. They said that the feds, the FBI, went to your house and dragged you out. And when they dragged you out, they couldn't believe that they had to put smaller handcuffs on you.
Little ones.
That was a lie.
Cuentos.
Why do they people talk rumors? Do you have any rumors about me?
No, never. Right,
exaggerating me.
Yeah, man. I really thought that I was so drunk one time that you were coming from partying and you were dressed in white. And I took you to... you had just came out of somebody's motorcycle, I think, or something. And then I took... And I said, take me to Ralph's! All drunk with the Indians. Remember the Indians?
Which one?
Ronald Enos. Ronnie Enos.
No.
They were the young drunks.
That was their crew?
Yeah, it was my crew, bro.
Young drunks.
It was crazy in the projects, bro. There was a lot of shootings, huh?
Yes, a lot of shootings.
A lot of friends got killed, huh?
Yeah.
You ever see any of your friends get shot and killed right in front of your
house?
I never hang in
projects. I always was just, myself.
You just bankroll the business, huh? I remember, when did you have to move out of the projects?
We moved out back in the 90s.
No, because we left. I left in 1990, man. I went to rehab and never came back. And you what? Because I know you have moved. You got moved out of the projects to where? Where do you live now?
I live in West Covina.
West Covina.
Yeah, we live in West Covina.
Is that you still live with your family?
Do I live with my family? No.
Hell no! You live by yourself. Huh? What was it like to growing up, man? Like. As an adult, because I know you have to struggle, right? Like living and shit, getting your estrogen shots.
Yeah, being a transgender is a lot of struggling. And it takes a lot of work being a woman. It's not something that anyone could do.
Do you, in the beginning, did it bother you walking around and everybody staring? Like, damn. Or just looking at you, trying to figure you out. Is she or isn't she? Isn't she?
No, I'm comfortable.
I'm that type of kind of guy.
What kind of guy are you?
I'm the type of guy that starts staring for a long ass time.
What is that?
Trying to figure out.
No, I know. Cause I know because I know you, but other people, like sometimes I creep people out at the airports. I see a woman and I go, wait a minute, man. She looks like Family Guy.
Quagmire.
No, I don't get a lot of people trying to figure out.
What one thing you want to tell people who don't understand transgenders?
In
first of all, they're not evil like they make them out on TV.
Um, people watch too much of Jerry Springer.
Yes.
And people, when society watched too much shows that involve transsexual, especially transgender, like you have on Jerry Springer and Maury Povich shows, those are like circuits, and it's like society, when they see shows like that, they think that all transsexual acts like that. Those type of shows just ridicule transsexual, and it makes no sense.
It's like they're making them look bad, huh?
Yeah, they make us look
to
bad.
To clown, huh?
Yeah, like Maury Povich and Jerry Springer, when they have transsexual marching around and the audience have to guess, are they men or women? That's ridiculing some of us transsexual who live as a woman.
And then ripping their wig off.
Yes, and
that's a no-no,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
That's a no-no, like, in the transgender world, how ripping somebody's wig off?
No, we don't do that. I mean, what you see on the TV show on Jerry Springer and Maury Povich, transsexual, we don't ridicule, we don't act like that.
I know you don't steal nobody's man.
No, we don't steal anybody's man. We just we just sneak him out the house. So we don't steal, we rob them. there's a difference.
Damn.
We don't steal their man, we rob their man.
Take him hostage. So you have a show coming up?
A show for what?
A show coming up soon where you're going to be modeling?
No.
No? No. We need a show.
But
huh?
I will be I'll start traveling sometime in June or July.
You ever thought about having a reality show?
No.
About you growing up, your Vietnamese family, and being a transgender?
No, I want to be an actress.
An actress?
Yes.
In what kind of movie?
Any type of movie that pertains to transsexuals. For instance, a man cheated on his wife with a transsexual, and then
she could be in my sketches.
Yeah. No, he dates a woman, and he finds out later that she's a transsexual, but he falls in love and leaves his wife.
Oh, okay. A love story.
Yeah.
A transsexual love story.
It's a coming of age tale.
Sleepless in West Covina.
You've got man.
So, Caitlyn Jenner, is she pre-op or co-op? How do you say it?
She's a pre-op.
Pre-op.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
A pre-op is someone who... it's in the process of becoming a woman.
Oh,
a post-op is someone who has sexual reassignment surgery.
Oh, so pre-op means they're about to get ready to cut off his penis.
Not necessarily.
Oh, they don't cut it off. They make it into a vagina somehow, right?
Right.
Is that what you have?
What do I have?
Is that what you're pre-op or op?
I'm a pre-op.
Pre-op?
Yeah.
Are you going to go through the whole thing, though?
Am I?
Do you feel like, how do they feel like to let go of that? Because I know, like, it's been you're used to it already, right?
Let go of what?
Of your penis. Is it tough? So, is it expensive?
It's expensive, yeah.
Because I know, that's one thing about Caitlyn, that he has some money to do whatever the hell he wants.
Right.
That's why I don't understand, like, why does he get to be the
spokesperson? That's what I'm saying.
Because he can have the money to do whatever he wants, as opposed to like our friend right here who lived her whole life, who has probably tons of more stories, inspirational stories, than Caitlyn would probably ever have.
That's what I'm saying, is that they choose him to be a spokesperson because of his
Kardashian.
Because he comes from the name Kardashian.
And 3 million followers on Twitter helps too.
Right. But what I'm saying is that he has the money, and they should have chosen someone else. They should have chosen someone that struggle through life being a transgender. How it was being ridiculed and being bullied. Those are the type of people should represent the transsexual community. Caitlin, she didn't go through what we went through.
He was never bullied.
No.
That fool was probably a bully, dog.
Nobody ever bullied here, man.
Yeah, no, he never got bullied. So what happened is that they should have choose a transsexual who went through the whole entire process as a child.
Milani.
Yeah.
But that goes back to saying when we had Deadly here. They want to the America. They want to show. They have a certain face. They have for everything. They have a certain faith for gays, which is Modern Family, gay guys.
Uh-huh.
That's the only one type of gay guys that America wants to see on TV.
Like Laverne Cox.
Basic, same. No,
that.
Laverne Cox from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, yes.
She's a transgender. She's a good representative for the transgender community because nobody knew who she was before she got famous and became Laverne Cox on Orange is the New Black. But when you're speaking about Caitlyn, a.k.a. Bruce Jenner, he was a well-known Olympian.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Weenies.
Yeah, he didn't go through what we went through. So when they choose him to represent us as a spokesperson, that was a ridicule to us.
A slap in the face.
Right, a slap in the face. Because there's so many transsexuals out there that have gone through being bullied, struggled, worked the street, but he never did.
You were bullied?
I was bullied when I was in
Second Street.
Yeah, not Second Street
Elementary.
Hollenbeck, junior high school. Yeah, I was even when I was living in the project. You remember I was bully and all that.
Yeah.
And one time I remember this guy. His name is I'm not going to mention his name. He bullied me. It was John.
I was just going to say that. John Wayne. Yeah.
Yes, it was John Wayne. He bullied me and I got so pissed off. I was so mad. I took the lid of the trash can and
fucked him up, huh?
Yeah. I hit him on the head. I hit him against the face. Yeah. So you should never underestimate or bully anyone. You might not know what's going to happen to you.
That's funny, man, because I thought, like, those guys you mentioned, I thought those were your friends because I totally see you with them.
No, they were my brother's friends, remember?
Yeah, they're your brother's friends. Huh?
They were not my friends.
I thought you were a gangster with them.
No, I was never a gangster. You're trying to make me look bad here. That is terrible.
You got the wrong brother.
Yeah, you got the wrong brother.
You must be Duck and Fawn. No. Yeah, so it was John Wayne.
Yeah.
So he was bullying you every day? Because that fool had big-ass cheeks, bro.
How after you hit him with that, did he stop messing with you?
Yes.
Okay.
You fucked that fool up, huh?
I sure did, yeah.
Get down, Melanie.
Punk, dude.
So, I didn't bully you, right?
No. Never. You never did.
You forgot, all right. Did you growing up in a project, did you know my brother was gay? Fernando?
Yeah, I did.
When did you know? Right away?
You
had your gaydar.
We got those gay radars, you know. I spot them around.
We got friends?
Huh?
We got friends?
Do I got what?
Was he your friend?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Fernando, I knew he was gay.
How about Richie?
He was really gay.
He was pre-op too.
He was a pre-op, yeah.
Richie was crazy, huh?
Yes.
I always thought that you, Fernando, and Richie, I thought you guys were the biggest shoplifters in the whole wide world.
Shoplifter? I never shoplifted.
Because Richie and Fernando would come back with clothes.
No.
Like you wouldn't believe.
I'll be honest with you. Yes, I have shoplifted before. We all have shoplifted. So don't sit there and act like you never
I was a shoplifter. I got caught.
They took the lighter once.
They caught me at Safeway.
Don't try to be innocent. Okay.
Yeah, because you know, to live up to, when you're gay, you got to live up to the lifestyle. Man, those fucking Jordache are expensive.
Yeah, let's catch up with those styles. Stay in so then the styles,
my brother and Richie, they would be out there, bro, coming out with clothes of bags. And I'll see you two styling and shit with Sassoons.
Sassoons! What's a Sassoon, dog?
You only had the whitest tennis shoes. It was crazy, man.
Kinsasu, dog.
Yeah, man. Like, and then like it's funny, Michael. When we mentioned Richie, that fool was crazy, huh?
Yes, he was.
He was insane.
He was really crazy.
Yeah, man. You want to tell us more? Tell us more.
Oh, you could ask me.
I'm out of questions. What you got?
You got there.
That's funny, man. You mentioned John Wayne.
You remember him?
I remember him, man. Yeah. I remember when John Wayne broke into the Second Street Elementary School. And the only reason they caught him is because one of his friends put John Wayne and shit on the principal's desk.
Oh, my wow. God.
Wow.
Hope he's not out there right now, eh? Hey, man, I heard you guys were talking about me on the podcast, Holmes. Okay, Melania showed up with notes, scripts.
An essay.
Autobiography. Do you need more by computer surgery?
I mean, what? I mean, being a transgender, we're never satisfied what we have. It's just like any other woman.
You
so.
Diva.
Yeah, so basically...
Perfection, always perfection.
Yeah, it's always about perfection. When you're transgender, it's all about perfection. And just like any woman that gets cosmetic surgery, they're never satisfied with what they have. But I think that people don't understand the difference between your physical sex and your gender identity. Is people think it's one thing, and so because of that, people have the misconception that there's some kind of mental disorder. What it is just two components of your sexuality that are not aligned as they are for most people. So there's a difference between someone who has a gender identity, which I have and which Caitlin has, being a woman.
So you think Caitlyn Jenner always been attracted to men undercover?
You know what? Did you ever see that show when he had the interview with Barbara
Walters?
Yeah,
and he had the hair.
Yeah. You seen that show?
Yeah, I saw. I kind of was wondering that he was going that way even before he went that way, because he like his face always looked shiny like it. Like he likes lotions.
But you know what's really odd is most Olympians, most guys that are Olympians, they're either bisexual or
gold
gay.
Medalist Oscar De La Hoya. Oh.
He's another story. They caught him with a transsexual in his hotel room, I believe.
Oh yeah, what were you doing there?
He was in like high heels and
what were they doing there? They weren't playing. They were not playing boxing.
Oh, there was photos of him, right?
He has high heels on and stockings and shit.
Wow,
crazy dog.
But you know what? A lot of men has a fetish of wearing women's clothing, but they don't consider. They consider themselves straight, but it's just a fetish.
I tried putting on women's underwear one time because I ran in underwear. And I need to get out the house, and they would tell you, it was so uncomfortable, bro.
Was it dental floss type?
No, it was the other kind. The bottom had a little napkin, and when I took it off, it looked like, fuck, it, like I squashed a grape there.
The napkin.
Come on, balls were sweating on me, I guess. Are your both parents still alive?
No, my mom's alive, but my dad passed away when I was 13.
I still, before I met you on Facebook, I saw your sister on Facebook. She was my friend. It's funny, man, how we all came from the same neighborhood, you know, and somehow along the way, man, we met here in the crossroads, you know.
The crossroads.
You know, I saw your brother one time, you know, he's doing really well.
Right.
You know, he's doing well. He has a little business going, and he's at the... Father Greg Boyle was the one that helped me, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, man. I was like, fucking, I'm going crazy, and I went to rehab.
Oh, wow.
I was doing really bad. Not as bad as Angel. You know my brother Angel?
Yes, I do.
Is he crazy?
No, he's not that crazy.
He's living in Mexico right now. I'm trying to get him on a podcast, man. Break down. But my brother used my identity, man.
Who is he living with?
He's living in Mexico in rehab. I don't know where.
With who?
By himself, or you want to go with her? That fool is lonely. He needs a change of life. He needs to be an American citizen. Do you ever see John Wayne again?
Never, no.
No, not after you fucking slapped him with a trash can.
Even if he seen me, he would have ran the other direction.
Do you ever run into the old guys? The old friends from the neighborhood?
My brother's friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have.
What do they say?
Oh, the funny thing is that what happened one time, they went to my house, and they were watching a sports, football. They were watching football. And my brother's friends were there. The same guys that you know that grew up in Aliso.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened is that when they saw me, they said, damn. And they're shout out like, when can I hit it? And those were the same guy. Those were the same guy, my brother's friend. Those were the same guy that were always bullying me. And now they want to hit it.
They always like to.
Wow, dude.
They want to hit it and quit it.
Yeah. They were my brother's friend. They were my brother's friend. And they never see me transition. And they saw me as being gay. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, when they saw me, they say, oh, damn. It's like, when can I hit that? And those were the ones that teased me.
They were probably joking, man.
No, seriously.
They were going through their own little inner struggle.
No, a lot of the one that are homophobics or guys that say they would never sleep with a transsexual, those are the guys that would be on their knees already.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm not homophobic.
No, because men were brought up to be machos, right?
Macho, straight up.
And they were brought up to be masculine, macho guys, never cry and everything. But those are, if you take one guy away from all his friends, behind closed door, lights turned off, it's a whole different story.
Damn. True stories here, eh?
How many people you lured to that dark room?
It's a dungeon.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not 56 of 50 Shades of Grey. It's 60 Shades of Grey.
Damn.
It's the Hanoi Hotel.
You check in, but you don't check out. Out.
Yeah, man. Damn. Yeah, man. Nobody gets out of the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Don't fuck with Miss Saigon over here. Were there places that you could go for help back then when you were going through this as a child?
Yeah, there was a lot of resources that.
Are there resources that people go there now? If we have a listener out there who are wondering if they want to be Tina Turner or Celia Cruz right now.
You're so mean.
We have listeners out there. We have our listeners are always evolving. Right, Rory?
Oh my god, you're so funny. Yeah, there's a lot of resources out there that they could go to. I mean, can I let them know?
You let them know.
Okay.
We're going to put them on our webpage too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if somebody wants to hire to do a real interview where they could actually pay you or do put you in a movie with them, like they're looking for somebody, where could they contact you?
They could contact me at my email address. It's Milani. It's MAHLANIE at yahoo.com.
So anybody want to book her for an acting role, or you need a transgender woman at a comedy show or a drama or to play a killer or to get killed or one of those Scream films.
Killer.
Or anything, man. Anything out there.
But you know what? There's so many resources out there.
She needs
there.
Her green room.
Her green. I mean, I'll clarify that. To be clear, there's a lot of us that has been murdered. There's been a lot of the statistic is trans people need more visibility, and with more visibility comes more understanding. 80% of trans students felt unsafe at school because of the gender expressions, and 58.7% of gender nonconforming students experienced verbal harassment in the past year because of their gender expression, compared to 29% of their peers. And 49% of trans people reported physical abuse in 2007. Trans women have a 1 in 12 chance of being murdered.
Damn.
Or a 1 in 8 chance for a trans woman of color. And 41% of trans people have attempted suicide. The Gender Violence and Resource Access Survey found that 50% of trans people have been raped or assaulted by a romantic partner. Human Resource Center works to educate the public and provide a range of resources on issues that transgender and gender nonconforming people face. Workplace discrimination, securing identity documents, finding health care. So they could contact Human Resource Center at www.hrc.org, or they could go on their human rights campaign at www.facebook.com/human rights campaign. And they could go to the National Center for Transgender Equality. It's the nation's leading social justice advocacy organization. Bullying, harassment, or discrimination against transgender or gender nonconforming student is covered by Title IX, a federal law that prohibits sex discrimination in school. If you have been discriminated in school, you could go to their Facebook, www.facebook.com/transequalitynow.
You ever thought about being an advocate for a transgender?
Yes.
You thought about that, yeah. Like going on and speaking in colleges?
Yes.
What's stopping you, homie?
I
see a book here.
Hell yeah, dude.
Melania, you have a lot of knowledge.
The voice of a generation.
I feel like you have so much to give to people. Like, just the part about, I didn't know that part about how many transgender people are murdered every year. I didn't even know that was a cause.
Even with
you don't see it in the news, right?
Hell no. With the whole Pride thing that we're doing this month is just a whole learning experience, dude. I never knew about this shit, dude.
The
hate, Raza.
To be clear, any murder is one murder too many, and it's important to remember that each number represents a person. So when gays and lesbians outnumber transgender people about 6-1, yet transgender people are being murdered at a rate that's about 50% more than the murder rate for gays and lesbians.
Stop looking at me.
Well, it's beyond comprehension.
And I heard this is like, just from like a paisa told me, a Salvi one, that...
A webbacker.
No, que andábamos en Hollywood. They got these two good-looking chicks and whatever, and they went to the hotel, and boom, they seen the stick, so they got pissed, and they tried to beat them up. And they called the cops on it, and those fools got arrested and sent to jail.
Oh, wow.
So they got pissed because they got fooled.
we're not out there to fool anybody. You're fooling yourself. Okay? So we're not trying to fool anybody. It's on you. You're the one who's fooling yourself. We have no responsibility of us being fooling you, you know? So
what's up, fool?
Crazy.
Yeah, because a lot of people think that, that we're fooling people. We're not fooling anyone.
I like that one. We're not fooling anybody. You fool yourself.
You're fooling yourself.
Melanie. Spoken like a true macadamia. What's up, fool? Yeah, man. So, you have anything more to add before we go?
Yeah, there's a doctor that if anybody is interested.
What's his name?
You know Caitlyn Jenner, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner had a doctor that did his...
Dr. Barnes from Boyle Heights. Dr. B-Chump. Dr. B-Chump.
It wasn't Dr. Barnes. Okay. Caitlyn Jenner was seen by Dr. Harris H. Lee and Dr. Gary J. Alter. That was one of her plastic surgeons. Dr. Harris Lee... His website is www.drharrisonline.com. And there's a doctor that does gender reassignment, male to female, Dr. Gary J. Alter. You could contact him at his website at www.altered.com. Or you could contact my friend. He's his name is Dr. Alexander Sinclair.
Who's that?
Dr. Alexander Sinclair. His website is www.tgsurgery.com. You'll put this on the website, right?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, it'll be up there.
You know, I read it wrong. I said, instead of feminization, I wrote fermentization. I need my glasses, goddammit.
I'm fermenting, Rasa.
You've been our the most wonderful guest ever.
Thank you for the info,
Thank
man.
You.
On the rail.
And I'm so glad we got reunited.
Oh, I know. I was glad
it's
to see
you. It's been eons. Matt, fool, it's been eons, Melanie. Hopefully, man, we'll hope to see you in a couple of movies or something, man. If you can act.
You
the
will.
Silver screen.
Can you act? Of course you can, now. You're a con artist. I didn't fool them. They were food. What's up, fool? Goodbye. A big thank you for our guest, Melanie.
Yemen.
Say Yemen.
Yemen.
All right. Say what's up, fool.
What's up, fool?
All right. Thank you.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh, nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Even if I tried. Even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me.